This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
NPR reported that election technology company Smartmatic filed a massive lawsuit last week against Fox News. The suit alleges the network and some of its biggest on-air personalities made Smartmatic into a villain and perpetuated false claims about the recent presidential election. Fox News Media spokesperson told NPR, Fox News Media is committed to providing the full context of every story with in-depth reporting and clear opinion. We are proud of our 2020 election coverage and will vigorously defend this meritless lawsuit in court. The company's complaint says Smartmatic's election technology and software was used in only one place in the U.S., Los Angeles County. But we've seen similar complaints about coverage by other companies that also do election technology.
We certainly have. But I think that's where therein lies the problem is, again, Fox talking about they are providing unbiased coverage, not their exact words, but clear opinion. I think that's debatable. I mean, given their history and given their bend and their focus on what they're who they're trying to appeal to and what kind of message they're trying to send within their coverage. And so, you know, if this election campaign company that tracks counting votes and so forth can prove there's some defamation or damage to character through some actual malice, obviously they have a case. But I'm not surprised that something like this has come forward again, once again, given what you and I and the rest of us have been watching unfold with this so-called cable news company. I think it was something that was bound to happen. And, you know, I think this is where there's a, you know, this is where the issue comes to a head. And when you perpetuate this message, not based on fact, not based on solid evidence, you're going to run into these problems eventually. And I think the election has become maybe the first outstanding example of this. I know there have been some in the past, but this will be a sterling example of what happens when you allow and cast aspersions and allow opinion to guide your coverage and to build your viewership. And I think that's exactly what is perpetually happening here right now with Fox News.
Well, and when you rely on so-called alternative facts, and
yes,
that's certain, that phrase is a problem also, right, Rajvi?
See, we have to keep in mind that media and journalism is one of the important pillars for a country to be stable. And if you look at media across the world, in some countries, media are puppets for governments. Whatever the government says, they are pretty much just regurgitate whatever the government wants them to say. In some countries, people have this kind of place where some media will be supporting the government and some people media will be against the government. And this is a classic example of a narrative by one particular media organization can completely cloud people's mind in terms of, you know, coming to the conclusion that this was completely a fraudulent election. And we have to put things in perspective. So if this is a fraudulent election, how come so many Republican senators won the election? Coming back to the concept of media, so media is a very powerful tool where they can completely dictate the narrative. I want to give some history lesson for the people about India. See, in India, the British ruled India for more than 350 years, and a lot of viceroys were the head of the English, chief. They had this concept called divide and rule. You know, if the people are united, that will affect the stability of the country. So we should divide. So they always try to divide Hindus and Muslims so that they are constantly fighting with each other. In that way, they can stay in power. That was a strategy used by very cunning generals. Similarly, the media is also using the same thing. We need to take a stand for this. Okay, whatever we do is right. Just let's stick to that. And that's what pretty much led to the insurrection in the beginning of this year, where, you know, people stormed into the Capitol and the rest is all history. Why? Because people believe media, you know, because they have so much of respect. They were so much of, you know, blind faith in the media that they watch. They think whatever they say is the truth and the fact. And that's what was a big problem. And right now, this is going to be faced in the court. And let's see what happens. The court will decide who was right and who was wrong. And we have to just wait and see.
The divide and conquer strategy you talked about, that's something Trevor Noah talks about in his memoir, Born a Crime, and growing up in apartheid South Africa. What about, does this have a chilling effect on free speech, this lawsuit? These are, at least according to the story, the little snippet I read, these are Fox personalities rather than news reporters or newscasters who made some of these allegations about election fraud. So do they not have a right to say what they think? Where do you draw the line on something like that?
See, that's what the media literacy comes into place right now, that people should be able to distinguish between opinion-based programs and fact-based news. Journalism is all about the act of gathering, collecting information, organizing the information, and presenting it to an audience. But rather, we have these people who can blurt out whatever they feel like saying in the guise of television news programming. That can be a little confusing for an ordinary people. And that's why it's important to have the concept of media literacy. All we should be able to, you know, access, evaluate, and critically, you know, critically synthesize all this information and data. And that's what I think most of us are missing, and that's what we should make people aware, that we need to have a very clear distinction between what is journalism and what is not journalism. Will?
I completely agree. I was going to say the same thing. I think this goes back to media literacy, people being aware and being conscious of what's happening in their world, and that there is there's an intentional force out there that is trying to persuade people based on things that are not rooted in fact. And I keep going back into conversations I know we have on or off the air about this. I remember I'm old enough to remember high school civics classes and learning and becoming aware of this. And I don't know if that's something that is prevalent anymore in our educational system or not, but it's something about, it goes back to education, general education, knowing about your role as a citizen, your rights as a citizen, and knowing what our democracy is built on, and the fact that having a free press is so crucial, and really learning and knowing what a free press is. That, again, there's so much misinformation out there about that and how a media serves us, and that we need to set that record straight, especially with our young people that are in the school system. I think that's how we approach that and how we begin to solve this problem.
Well, I just want to add to what you just said about young people and media literacy. I was talking to a group of Beardstown High School kids, and I just wanted to kind of assess how their impact of media is. And I was showing them some photographs of all the media personalities and all this YouTube and Instagram and TikTok personalities. They were very quick to point out everyone, but they were not able to point out the governor or the vice president or the local mayor. They were not able to identify those kind of personalities. And I was trying to tell them that media helps us keep us engaged in all the trivial things in life, and not some of the important politicians and policy level leaders that can affect their life. We don't even bother about who the people are to begin with. Again, we need to kind of, you know, make sure our young minds need to be, you know, informed and make decisions that can really affect themselves at the micro level, and also at the macro level, at the national level as well.
Well, when the two of you talk about media literacy, I think we need to help people understand, too, the difference between a journalist who is working on fact-gathering and trying to give the information as straightforward as possible based on facts, versus talk show hosts who are potentially trying to rile up the audience to generate better ratings for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about this before as well. That line has been blurred between who is a genuine, straightforward reporter who's working on your behalf as a reporter and protecting those rights and providing that vital information to you, and someone who's just, again, filtering or sending out and splurging about their spewing opinion and mixing that fact with opinion and casting aspersions and so forth about these things. And there's been that line that's blurred because of all the media that we have available to us and many ways in which to access it. And unfortunately, that's contributed to this this blurring and this misinformation, and how people are not making that distinction between what is truly straightforward reporting and what is just airing your grievances and your opinions. And I think that goes back to that.
Also, Will, we have to also understand it's also about survival. You know, journalists are not rated based on the quality of reporting of the stories anymore. It's all about the eyeballs, all about how many clicks is their news report getting. Because imagine you talk about some of the important community-based issues, and people are not bothered about reading all this stuff, but rather they want to know about the superficial things about who's dating who, who's breaking up with who got shot by who. All this kind of, you know, exaggerated, you know, crime and all those things is getting all the attention. That's kind of, you know, it's not unwarranted. But again, all this kind of genuine reportings are not given as much as worth as it should get. And that's again kind of leads to problem, because people aren't looking at quality reporting anymore. People are looking at how we can attract people's attention. And how we can do that? By making some shocking, outright statement, something that is not at all true, and thereby getting the attention of people. And that's what is pretty much right now. How media has been media corporations work on a principle that it requires people to watch them and to read them, and not about how genuine or credible the content is.
Very true, and that's why we're going to continue to have this podcast, I think. We're going to have to continue to talk about these issues that confront us, but I think this is the biggest problem of all that you just brought up, Rich.
Yeah, and perhaps we, like you say, we'll certainly discuss this more in the future, but for today, we're going to wrap up the discussion. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.